The cyber threats and challenges facing businesses usually dominate security conferences. So at the end of the first day of RSA Conference Europe 2009, when I caught up with RSA President Art Coviello, I asked him instead what he thought was the most exciting trend in information security right now.
I think the most exciting trend in security is the trend toward embedding security technology into next-generation data centers and next-generation infrastructures. And by that, I'm talking about virtual environments and cloud computing. This is an opportunity to get it right for a change. When we talked this morning at the conference, we talked about how the threats have only emerged in just the last 5 years. And the fact was that the operating systems, the browsers, and the switching environment was all developed prior to the kinds of attacks that are taking place and getting more sophisticated day in and day out. So the real opportunity in security, and the most exciting opportunity, is to use virtual and cloud environments not as a place to have panic and to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt, but more as an opportunity to say, that's not a single point of failure for us. That's an opportunity to have focus as we've never had before. And there's the development of new technologies like data loss prevention, more sophisticated security information and event management that, quite frankly, RSA is building in to the virtual operating system of our sister company, VMware. And we're enabling that kind of single point of focus and embedded security with the joint development that we have going on right now. That, to me, is one of the most exciting developments in better than 10 years.
Do you think organizations are rising to that challenge? Are they rising to this opportunity?
Well, I think there's a big spread. And let's start with the end user companies, our customers. There's a lot of misinformation and uncertainty. You will find people saying, I'm afraid to go to a cloud computing environment. I don't know if my data will perhaps get intermingled with somebody else's. I don't know if the access control to my data can be appropriately done. I don't know if there's some way somehow for the data to leach out. So they need to be educated that these technologies do exist. And when they talk to a cloud provider or a services provider, the cloud service provider can explain to them that, no, the kinds of controls that you use in your own internal environment can be applied in a cloud environment. And oh, by the way, in virtual environments, you can start to embed a lot of these controls and technology and newer developments in security technology into the virtual OS, as we happen to be doing. So I think that is probably one of the biggest changes from an end user perspective. End users, especially in today's economic environment, are looking for opportunities to consolidate their data centers. They're looking for opportunities of efficiency. They're looking for the ability to be more agile. And the only way to do this is to take advantage of virtualization technology. So if you're a CIO in an advanced company, and by advanced, I mean advanced in terms of thinking and innovation around the use of information technology, then you're saying, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to save tens of millions of dollars for my organization by going to a cloud environment, by virtualizing my service, by consolidating my data centers. And then that same CIO is going to turn to the chief security officer and say, I'm expecting you to ensure that that environment is secure. And the chief security officer better have an answer. And we're providing him with an answer.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford reporting from RSA Conference Europe 2009.